This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Man, the Mavericks got wiped off the court last night. It's the
what
KNC
happened?
Masterpiece. Myself, C. Swiggle.
Squiggs!
And
forgot about that.
And Shippy all in studio today. If you didn't hear yesterday, I had to change my name because we received 5,000 texts for me to change my name to C. Squiggle. And I'll continue that for the rest of the month. Kevin, the Mavericks just, what happened last night? I think there was some emotion.
Devin Booker happened.
It was some emotion. Devin Booker comes in. And I think this was the Suns' first time to play since Sunday. In addition to the Mavs being on a back-to-back, so they were a well-rested Suns team and a not very well-rested Mavericks team. That's why you saw like 50 different players for the Mavericks last night, logged minutes. The entire team essentially got in the game last night, and I think Boban only got five, and that's just sad because he should be playing more than that.
Okay.
But Kristaps did not. He was questionable early in the game, and then he ended up playing last night. He only logged about 20 minutes and had 9 points. It was not very effective in last night's game, but losing 133 to 104, Kevin, nobody was very effective last night.
You know what? And I think, well, at least not for the Mavericks, because for the Suns, I think you saw the optimum scenario that the Suns had in mind when they drafted DeAndre Ayton, when they thought this is how DeAndre Ayton would pair with Devin Booker. DeAndre Ayton, season high, 31 points. Devin Booker dominated the world in the third quarter. And look, there's a couple of hard truths. It's not just this game. The thing that we've talked about for a while now is the Mavericks are by far the worst home team in the league among the good teams. You know, like the NBA has 12 good teams. If you want to include OKC, fine, 13. Among those teams, the Mavericks are definitely the worst home team. It is not even close. Now, of course, on the flip side, they've been tremendous on the road. Outside of like maybe the Lakers and the Bucks, they are the best road team. But they have been god-awful at home. They lost to a crap Phoenix Suns team. They lost at home to a crap Portland team. They lost at home to a crap Knicks team. They have really, really bad home losses. And I get that it was the second part of a back-to-back, but it's not like you were playing a really good team. Phoenix is terrible, and you got destroyed by them.
Yeah. Again, I'm gonna give two things: the emotional hangover, because even still, Luka's not right. And they, you know, they had all the Kobe stuff last night before the game. I just don't think this team, and you know what, that's a kind of a concern when it comes to playoffs for me, Kevin, is I think the outside distractions kind of get to Luka and this team. And that's something that I think that I need to see, because in the playoffs, you have distractions. You have media, and you can't just pout and walk off and not do the media during the playoffs. You got to do it, man, especially if you're the leader of the team.
Is that your takeaway from when he does that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know he's like super, super competitive. I get that part of him, but man, like, you still got to stand up and do your stuff.
It's okay if it happens like one time or a few times, but if it happens after every blowout loss or every time things don't go well, it's kind of a problem at that point, in my opinion.
Yeah, so I think that, and somebody said,
did he skip the media last night?
No, okay. He didn't last night. But it's just he's an emotional kid.
Sure,
he's done it a couple times now, and I think this is just kind of an emotional time. But I think whenever distractions like this happen, this team struggles. So this is listen. You lose some. To lose in that manner is not what we're used to with this team. Somebody just said from the 972, there could be an argument if they are a good team, and I don't agree with that.
So, yeah, no,
And you're good whenever you're 11 games above 500.
Yeah, I would certainly agree with that. I wonder if the argument would be since they're 8-8 in their last 16. Like, I definitely think that the Mavericks are a good team. They're not trending in the right direction right now. Like they have plateaued and they're starting to lose steam, and you're starting to see a team that's like settling into the number six seed. But I for sure think that they are a good team. I understand some of the flaws that come with this team, and that's why I don't think they're like a legitimate NBA title contender. But to say that the Mavericks are not a good team, like I don't agree with that.
Dirk was wearing gold and purple Kobe's last night.
Nice.
Rick Carlisle coached in Kobe Bryant shoes last night. Did Luka wear Kobe's too?
He switched back to the Jordans last night, but he rocked Kobe's the other night.
Because you know, Nike is still
against the Thunder.
Nike's still a ginormous corporation. The Jordan brand is a ginormous corporation. They're like, we let you have the one, but we need to get back to business. Like while the rest of the world mourns, they're like, I still got to worry about my giant investment that I still made in this basketball player.
And
it's
been cool to see how these different companies have handled it too. I can't remember what team it was, but the other night they allowed all players on both sides during warmups rock Kobe's for the warmups, and then before the game started, they switched to their shoe that they endorse.
Okay,
the 972. Cool. It's funny how much he lets the refs get in his head, and he gripes and so much to them at the line to get to the line. But he's still my MVP, though.
And
absolutely, he is.
That's the thing that he did early yesterday too. Like after I think it was the first or second possession, he was already frustrated and kind of jawing with the ref. So when he got that first technical, I saw everybody else was kind of surprised by it. And yeah, it was a pretty quick trigger finger, I guess, to give him that. But I thought he was going to get a technical after that first time that he was jawing at him, because he kind of clapped his hands together out of frustration, you know, after yelling at the ref because he didn't get a call.
Yeah. So and they early on, Kevin, they just didn't look like they were ready. Like that game started off bad.
Yeah. And then the third quarter was insane. Like outside of just what Devin Booker was doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just getting pummeled in the third quarter. If you thought, hey, maybe this will become more of a game. The Mavericks made a push. We'll make a run in the second half. Phoenix was like, nope, we're done with that. And I think you really did see the awesome potential of DeAndre Ayton. I know with the suspension and then the issues that he's had with Booker have slowed it down, but last night is like the idealized version.
But I was told
DeAndre
that you
Ayton.
Can't have a big guy down in the paint doing stuff like that. He scored 31, had 9 rebounds and a block last night, Kevin.
And he definitely shot no three-pointers. I mean,
no three-pointers!
That's wrong. Like, I understand the more efficient way is to shoot threes, but the idea that there can be no effective big man in the paint, I do not think is accurate.
Speaking of big men in the paint, last night Willie Cauley-Stein got his debut. The Mavs trade for him. They essentially traded nothing for him.
Correct.
But they do have now a piece that kind of takes the role of Dwight Powell. Not necessarily the same type of player, but takes on a big man part.
Yep.
Because Rick Carlisle said, we're running out of big men. And Kevin, on top of that, I still think the Mavs have another move before they're all done, before they're all said and done
with.
Does
it have to be for a big man?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what the move is, but I still think they can add another piece to this team before they're all said and done with, especially since the trade deadline will be coming up, February 7th, I believe.
Okay.
So we got that coming up, and it's looming, so that's still there. But Willie Cauley-Stein, 4 points, 2 steals, 3 rebounds, and an assist. Can we expect better?
Look, get used to it. All right. So the word that you hear a lot with Willie Cauley-Stein, and the reason why, like, I'm 100% on board with this move. I thought this move was a no-brainer. If Willie Cauley-Stein works out, he costs almost nothing. He costs you almost nothing to get, and he's 26. But just know this. The word potential has been tagged to Willie Cauley-Stein for, I don't know, like 6 years.
Yeah.
That's too long to have potential. So if you don't like the box score or the output from last night, get used to it. You're going to see more games like that than games that are like what would be considered breakout games. I still think it was a good move, but Willie Cauley-Stein has several games, whether it was Golden State, whether it was going back to the Kings, he has many games where you literally forgot he played in the game.
Well, and that's the thing, like with DeLon Wright. DeLon Wright gripes a little bit about, or his brother posts about not getting enough minutes, and DeLon Wright then all of a sudden gets more minutes, and he's taking advantage of those minutes, right? And I wonder if Willie Cauley-Stein's going to be like, look, I do want to make more of an impact, because Rick Carlisle's mantra is be ready, right?
Sure.
So whenever you get those opportunities, that's how you get more time. is by proving that you're ready whenever your number is called. So that's going to be, if Cauley-Stein has a problem here at all, ever, for the rest of the season, it's going to be because he's got to do the work that shows Rick Carlisle, I'm ready and prepared for it. Now, Kevin, also in town tonight, the Stars and the Leafs. And I know Shippy's excited about this one. Auston Matthews, one of the top players in the game. You gotta keep an eye on this one.
And I wanted to also throw out there, I think you're playing the most, and I know they're here, but you're playing the most beloved franchise in the NHL by their home team.
Oh, yeah.
Like
There's going to be a ton of Maple Leafs fans tonight.
I mean, you can make an argument that across the board, Toronto is the most beloved team in the NHL. But by their home city, the passion that Toronto and, quite frankly, other provinces in Canada, even though they maybe shouldn't, has for Toronto goes beyond anything else in the league.
Yeah, and if you're going to the game tonight, if you got your tickets off the secondary market, you probably paid a pretty penny for tonight's game. This is one of the most attractive NHL matchups that the Stars will have this season, and it goes a lot to, last offseason they signed John Tavares from the New York Islanders. He's a blast to watch, and then obviously you just brought up Auston Matthews. He's one of those, he's a Connor McDavid type. You know?
He's lived up to the number one pick.
Oh, absolutely, and then some. So if you got tickets tonight, enjoy that because that's going to be a really, really fun matchup to watch at the AAC.
There you go, 877-881-1053. Love to hear where you're sitting tonight for the Stars game.
Yeah, if you're a Stars fan.
You don't want to hear from a Toronto fan?
No, I don't.
You're
I don't want to be
fan,
like,
you can sit
oh,
in the parking lot.
Hey, I got these tickets on the secondary market, eh? I'm going to be wearing the blue. Pass.
I just don't understand a city that doesn't pronounce both T's in their name. Like, you pronounce the first
Toronto
one. Why not the second one? That doesn't make any sense at all. Also, we received news last night, Kevin, that Tony Barnett has retired from Major League Baseball.
Oh,
now
I liked him.
I know a lot of people may be like, who are you talking about? Tony Barnett was the long-haired pitcher that the Rangers had on their team that I just absolutely love because when we would go to spring training or when we would show up in the clubhouse, Tony Barnett always was available to talk. There was never a moment when we walked into that clubhouse and if there was nobody there, Tony Barnett was sitting there kind of staring at the TV most days. And you could have a discussion with him about anything.
Right.
The dude goes over to Japan, pitches over there, like signs his contract in Japan, spent most of his career there, and then said, yeah, I'll come to America with the Rangers. Worked on some amazing pitches while he was in Japan. Comes here and is pretty successful. I mean, I thought he was pretty successful while he was here. Ends up getting traded, I do believe, to the Cubs. And then he just says, I'm going to go ahead and hang it up. His post last night was all of his jerseys. All the jerseys that he's played in throughout his career. And he thanked everybody that's ever rooted for him or spent a dollar on him being able to live his dream.
And we talk about this quite a bit. I know there are some players that people root for or root against strictly because of what happens on the field. And I get that 100% because that's the whole reason that we're all here. But Tony Barnett was one of those people that it made it easier to root for him because he was such an excellent person to talk to and because he was so accommodating. And that's why I was like, man, I hope he does super well. I really do.
From the 214, are the Stars wearing the Winter Classic jerseys tonight?
They're wearing, it's one of two times this season other than the Winter Classic that they will wear the Winter Classic jersey indoors.
What?
See, no, I like that.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying like, oh,
no.
I think it's almost universal that people dug the Winter Classic sweater, right? Even my son, who at first I was like, hey, should we get tickets? He's like, oh, I don't know. And then a week before, he's like, hey, I was thinking we should go to that hockey game. I was like, are you kidding me? Now you want to go?
And you went?
No.
Oh.
Because I was like, are you going to pay for those tickets on the secondary market? And then he loved the sweaters, obviously.
How did they look on the ice? Like, when you were at that game?
Oh, they were awesome.
Yeah?
Because, like we discussed before actually seeing them in action, it gives you that kind of taste of the Minnesota North Stars jersey, which I know me personally, I've wanted them to rock that for some time. But, you know, with the whole Minnesota Wild thing, the Dallas Stars, who really owns it, it kind of gets weird. But they look great, man. They really, really are some fantastic jerseys. Way better than the Mavs City Edition.
Again, I do believe if you're there tonight and you see the boss man Gavin Spittle, Frosties, isn't that the deal?
Oh,
no,
I don't know.
Better be careful before you spend his money.
Yeah, okay. I tweeted about it one time, and then we met up, and he's like, yeah, I wasn't going to buy you guys Frosties, but Shippy put a tweet out there, and there was so much positive reaction, I guess I feel kind of forced to, so... Ask Gavin Spittle, the Hockey Hawk, on Twitter at GJ Spittle, or look for a tweet there.
Yeah.
Before we say anything, and I'm going to dump this entire conversation.
The power of the Tolo, Kevin. The power of the
There's
Tolo.
There's too many of them.
Real quick, before we move on, just while we're talking hockey, today is Bell Let's Talk Day. So if you hashtag Bell Let's Talk on Twitter, I'll tweet out a thing here in a minute. Basically, it's supporting mental health, and every time. Oh. You use the hashtag Bell Let's Talk, they will donate 5 cents to mental health. So if we get a lot of people, and for every retweet and things like that, that's something that's really, really important to me. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Three L's. Three L's. E-L-L-L-E-T-S.
Yes. So. Bell Let's Talk.
All right.
I'll tweet out a thing that shows, you know, kind of how you can help out.
Excellent. 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 We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next is Corey's dream of getting Chris Bryant alive once again. Plus, Mookie Betts wants how much?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it next on The Fan.
Mookie Betts wants how much money? Mm. In addition to that, Kevin, if you were hoping to get Mitch Moreland back, he has re-signed with the Boston Red Sox. So
were people clamoring for that?
Shippy was.
Oh, okay.
Shippy loved having
That's my twin.
Yeah, having the look-alike around. So he wanted to be able to be like, yeah, I'm Mitch, whenever he went to bars and stuff. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've talked to Mitch Moreland.
Mm-hmm.
He does not sound like you. He does not sound like you.
I got two different voices.
But Kevin, the Mookie Betts deal, and I want to touch on this real quick because it leads us to the deal I've been trying to make happen for so long now. And I wonder if the Rangers were waiting, and this is waiting maybe even for leverage with the Rockies once they heard a little bit about what the Cubs were going to do with Chris Bryant's deal. I felt like the Rangers were just kind of waiting and seeing. But Mookie Betts is asking for, here's WEEI's Lou Maloney, said the Red Sox offered Betts a 10-year, $300 million deal.
Sold. I'll take it.
$300 million
for
10 years.
You in on that, Shippy? I'm taking it.
Yeah. Yeah.
At some point in this segment, I'll offer the chance for you to win $1,000. That's the best I can do, though.
Nice. We only have three more days. Three more days of winning $1,000. By the way, two more Tolos won yesterday. Two more Tolos won yesterday.
You're welcome.
One from Terrell and one from Dallas. So make sure you're Toloing. In the last 3 days, we've had three Tolos win $1,000. Lou says Mookie and the Sox have been off by $100 million or more in the past three negotiations.
What?
Not including this past offseason. Mookie Betts counter-offered the 10-year, $300 million contract.
Oh, dear.
With 12 years for $420 million.
Oh, my gosh.
$420, absolutely. So that's just, what, $10 million shy of Mike Trout's 12-year, $430 million deal.
You ain't Mike Trout, buddy.
But is he the next best guy?
Okay, I've listened to that argument.
All right, and I think he's one of the, and I know Bassick always refers to Lindor as one of the top five players in baseball, but I think Mookie Betts is one of the top five players in baseball.
Okay.
And Kevin, last year, whenever I was doing my fantasy baseball draft, you said draft Trout if you can, and I didn't get Trout, but I got Betts next, and everybody was like, dang. Everybody was upset about that.
Yeah, I mean, because across the board, he fills up a lot of those statistical categories ever since the last 4 years, top 10 MVP every single year. Obviously, not this past season, but the season before, he won the MVP, and he wins Gold Gloves.
There does appear to be more serious trade talk with Mookie Betts.
And oh, man.
For the Rangers?
Yeah, okay, stop it.
Are the Rangers involved?
Stop it. Like,
probably.
We might be able to afford the arbitration money, which was what, like $27 million? That might be where we max out.
According to Alex Speier of the Boston Globe.
No.
Yes!
Stop it.
One of the two teams that are connected to the Red Sox in trading for Mookie Betts.
I'm not buying it.
AJ Preller and the San Diego Padres.
Oh my God.
Well, he used to be with the Rangers.
Yeah.
So
hold
maybe.
On. You said one of them.
Jace Tingler was also with the Rangers as well. He's the manager over there.
What's the other one? Are we the other one?
The other team, no, Kevin.
It's not.
That is connected with trading for Mookie Betts.
Nope.
Are the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay.
So the Rangers actually have no connection to it at the moment, but that doesn't mean they can't jump in as the mystery team later on.
You know what? I agree. I think this is what the Rangers are going to do. The Rangers are going to make this trade, swoop in, and be like, all right, we'll give you 7 years, $200 million. Because, like, that's how the Rangers roll. We take rejected contracts that are well-known, and we undercut them. Hey, look, I know you weren't willing to stay with your team for 10 for 300. What if we offer you 7 for 200?
1 year, $10 million on a prove-it deal.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make that trade, and we're going to go, oh, we tried to sign him. I don't know what happened.
A prove-it deal with the Rangers.
Yes!
I mean, I haven't seen him play in a minute. He's got to show he can still do it.
Actually, I think the last time he played here, he got injured and missed the last game.
Exactly. Ooh. And did he win MVP this last season? No.
From the 865, the Rangers are the leaders. Yeah, so maybe out of those two teams, the Rangers as a mystery team are in on Mookie Betts. Listen, Mookie Betts is not a realistic thing for the Rangers. Would you pay $420 million for him?
No.
Is anybody going to pay $420 million for
Look,
him?
Look, I hope... And I'm sure that's agents' jobs and everything, is they're looking at the Mike Trout deal as resetting the market. I disagree. The Mike Trout deal was a one-of-a-kind for the best player of his generation and probably the last generation. That is not the new measuring stick by which we do deals. If you want to go off of Machado or Bryce Harper, maybe we can work off of that. But you ain't Mike Trout.
He's 27, too, so by his deal, you'd be paying that much for him until he's 39.
Yeah, no. No, no.
From the 469, WTF, why do they need that money? Are they guaranteeing championships? No, they can't. And
status.
Didn't their manager just get fired for cheating? So
yep.
Was he implicated? He was not implicated in that, right?
No, but Betts? I mean, when their manager was there is when he won his MVP. So, I mean, like, I don't know how much stock you put in that, but it is...
And he had a bit of a down year last year.
It's strictly, I mean, he's... Which, for him, still meant eighth in the MVP, which that's fine. Like, I'll take a player who's down year is still top 10 in the MVP, but it's a status thing. Like, he wants everybody to know that there's no question he's the second best player in the league. But he was like, well, I can't get Trout's contract because that would be dumb.
From the 214, somebody will pay it. They always do.
That's a really fair point. And that's when people argue about contracts is like, oh, well, nobody's going to agree with that. Or if everyone... you know, kind of like bands together. Well, you can't do that because that's collusion. But if he's right, I mean, or they're right, if your franchise is struggling and you're just like, whatever, let's just pay it. We'll get Mookie Betts. And then people will be like, dang it, come on.
Now, the other name that I've been interested in, and I've been trying to pair Mookie Betts and Chris Bryant in a double trade, but I found out yesterday from Mike Bassick that the Rangers don't have the draft capital, the prospect capital to make these trades.
Hey,
that I
we got Sam Huff.
All right, but yeah, no. So basically, what I learned yesterday was out of the top 100, the Rangers have two prospects in the top 100,
oh, yeah.
And I think they're like at the bottom of the top 100 too. So we got some work to do, Kevin.
Hey, we have two. That's better than zero.
Most people have at least like four, or like the Rangers are at the bottom.
Don't the Rays have six?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah,
some teams
have a crazy.
Okay, but they're not trading for those players because they don't want to spend any money.
No, yeah, they need those players to play there for as long as possible so they can save all the money.
Exactly. So we're fine. The Rays aren't a trade threat.
The Blue Jays have three. The Orioles have four. The Rays have six. It's just. The Rangers just don't have many, and that's the thing right now.
Yeah,
is that,
since we traded Delino.
the Red Sox have one, so that helps, I guess, right? The Tigers have four, the Royals have three, the Twins have five.
Yeah, the Red Sox have one until they make that Mookie Betts deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll have, what, 17?
The Braves have five, the Marlins have five, the Brewers have zero.
Okay, so we're better off than them.
The Cubs have four. So you're trying to make a deal with the Cubs? Guess what? They have more than top 100 than you do.
All right, hear me out. Here's my pitch.
By the way, the Rangers are 55 and 74.
You guys already have enough top 100 prospects. I don't want to burden your system with too many of them. So let's keep our top two prospects, and we'll give you some of our junkier prospects.
Dodgers, the D-backs have five. The Giants and Padres have five. So that's why the Giants and Padres, or the Padres and Dodgers are in on the Mookie Betts trade, right? Because they have plenty of prospects
right
to deal.
I got one more idea for this Cubs deal.
All right.
What if I go to the Cubs and go, look, we want to trade for Chris Bryant, okay? Here's why you should do it. Every single one of the trades that you've made with us over the past few years, you've freaking fleeced us. So you know you're going to win this trade.
Have they really?
Oh, yeah.
For Dempster and for Garza?
Yeah, but who did they have?
Like, who was in the trade?
Yeah.
Who ended up working out? Pedro Strop.
Did Mike Olt end up working out for them?
No, but Strop was a big player for a minute there, and yeah. I think it was more a reflection of the players we got were absolute garbage.
Okay, I get that part.
So
yeah.
I'm like, so Chris Bryant's clearly going to be on the downturn because we want him.
Okay,
so
all right.
You should trade to us.
So Chris Bryant lost his grievance in which he was like seeking an extra year of service time.
Okay, so how that goes down is MLB, you know, they count your years of service time when you can get out of arbitration and into free agency. And somewhere along the lines, teams figured this out pretty quickly. Hold on. So if I just hold you in the minor leagues for a couple extra weeks, then you don't get that year of service time. And so I can essentially get almost 7 years of your use. And that's what they did with Chris Bryant. And Chris Bryant was really mad about it because he said he got sent down for like 2 weeks. And he got, I don't know, 35 at-bats. And they're like, all right, you're good to go. And he goes, yeah, okay. So all of a sudden, I learn how to play Major League Baseball with those 35 at-bats. And so he thinks he should be a free agent in after 2020 because they clearly cheated the point of the system, and he lost his grievance. And
cheated the point of the system? They took advantage of it.
Okay.
It's taking advantage
of
it.
Well, his pitch would be they cheated the system. They're
right.
Like, well, we're just smart. That's just common sense. Because you need, like, X number of years and 172 days of service time. You know how many days of extra service time he has?
171.
Yep. So, like, they literally waited the day after he would have been eligible, and they're like, all right, now you're ready to go. What a coincidence. And so he's not going to be a free agent until 2021. Okay, huzzah for the Cubs. They win this one. But do you really want to stay there? Do you really want to stay with the organization that you know for a fact used the letter of the law to screw you out of being a free agent a year early?
Ah, come on to Texas. We have no state income tax.
Yeah, that's a big deal to guys like
By Jude. The way, Pedro Strop was traded from the Rangers to the Orioles. I was thinking of Carl Edwards in the Matt Garza deal. Justin Grimm, Neil Ramirez, and Mike Olt for Garza. With the Dempster trade,
Justin Grimm.
Yes.
With the Dempster trade, the Cubs got Christian Villanueva and Kyle Hendricks.
Oh, both so double race car drivers in there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yes.
The and again, Hendricks had a good season, had some arm trouble, I believe, and has not been everything. But you're right. We didn't get in return what we expected.
Yeah.
The Chris Bryant thing though. He is a 282. He hit 282, 382, 521, 31 home runs, 77 RBI last season. He made an all-star team for the third straight time. The numbers are almost identical to his career averages, and he's going to make $18.6 million this season after settling on a salary to avoid an arbitration hearing. Because in arbitration, they sit there and yell about how bad you are, and you don't want to deal with that stuff. But he's already in a moment where he doesn't want to deal with them anyway. They signed their first two major league free agents in Steven Souza and reliever Jeremy Jeffress for about $850,000. So that's where the Cubs are right now. And it looks like they've been trying to make some changes for David Ross and what he wants his team to be. This is an unhappy player. This is an unhappy player that also grew up playing baseball with Joey Gallo. My dream, Kevin, is for the Joey and Chris show.
And the Bryce Harper.
And, well, that's not going to – I don't think that's going to work.
what you think.
But I want the Joey and Chris show to take over because I think he could – like he's the right-handed Joey, right? Or actually, he's a better hitter than Joey.
I mean, and he's done more, obviously, at the major league level.
That's not a shot at Joey. Joey is a great home run hitter. But he is a better, like,
see
four
if he
average hitter.
On our show again.
I think Joey would agree to that. What?
Oh, did you just say you think Gallo would agree about his shortcomings?
He admits that he's not he hits more for home runs. He's said that before, right? He's not a four average hitter, and he even said
Oh my god.
He said before.
New year, new Joey.
Shippy, why is Corey trying to trade Joey Gallo? Are you trying to trade Joey Gallo to the Cubs?
What the hell are you doing?
I am not trying to trade Joey Gallo. I want to keep Joey and Chris Bryant at the same time. So I gotta figure out
which one's better. We gotta get Chris Bryant first.
What, huh?
Which one's better?
At the moment, Chris has a World Series, three All-Star games. Joey's made his first. So,
he won
an MVP,
too.
Huh?
He won an MVP, too.
Chris Bryant's also won an MVP, so it's clear that Chris Bryant's the better player right now. Joey could be an MVP.
Man.
He's not yet, though.
Which other Rangers players do you hate? We'll do that next.
I'm not going
to... Nah. Hey! Right now, if you're furious at Corey, here's your chance to cheer you up. Text VARIETY to 72881. That's VARIETY to 72881. Your chance to win $1,000 every single show, every single weekday, every hour.
Didn't she lip sync at the New Year's Eve thing? Variety?
I think you can do better than that.
Right. Isn't that a magazine or something?
Yes! Variety.
Cosmo.
For your chance to win $1,000, only 3 days left on this contest. And coming up next, what thing most affected my life last night? Was it the Jeff Capel saga and the meltdown of Coach K? Or this other big thing? We'll talk about it next on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. What was the most impactful moment of Kevin's life last night? 877-881-1053. There were two different things that went down that I think very seriously, Kevin, could have an impact on your life. The first one is the erosion of the legacy of Coach K.
What?
Yeah.
If you didn't get an opportunity to see this last night, go watch this video anywhere you possibly can because it's freaking hilarious.
Okay, that's true.
Coach K was playing against Jeff Capel's team.
Yeah.
Now, he used to coach Oklahoma, I believe.
And he's obviously a former Duke player and Duke assistant coach now at Pitt.
I don't know if that was obvious that he was a former Duke player or not, but...
If you have no life and watch a lot of college basketball, it's obvious.
I guess Coach K did not realize that it's obvious that he was a former Duke player. Because last night at the game, the crowd started chanting. And the Dukies are known for getting under people's skin.
Yep.
The Cameron Crazies.
Yeah, the Cameron Crazies, their job is to create a home court advantage.
Sure.
And they do. They do a very good job at it. They come up with all sorts of creative stuff, creative chants, but they're loud, obnoxious.
The flower thing is the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
Where during the North Carolina game, the guy is behind the free throw line and he comes out and unfurls himself like he's a flower.
Everybody sits down and he's in a Speedo.
It's amazing. It's horribly disturbing. But
it's
amazing.
Very disturbing. But
go check it out.
Check that video out. It's always creative. It's always an attempt to, get under people's skin. Well, last night, the crowd started chanting and Coach K lost his damn mind. He started yelling to shut up! You shut up! And he starts yelling, shut up, at everybody over there.
Do you think they heard him?
And he
probably
goes,
loud in there.
Yeah, it's pretty loud, but you can see it on his face, and he's yelling, he's one of us! That's my guy! You can see him yelling all this stuff. And he walks over to the student section. They all shut up very quickly. They all, stopped and were like, oh, okay. And they're shaking their heads. You can see them. They're nodding along, and he's yelling about, this is one of our former players. You don't try and say stuff like that about a guy that used to play for us. Do you know what they were saying, Shippy?
Mm-mm.
They were chanting, Jeff Capel, sit with us. Sit with us, Jeff Capel.
That's kind of nice of them to invite him over.
They wanted him to come sit with them. That's all they were yelling. That's all they were screaming. And Kevin, Coach K... prove that he can be wrong. And I think for the longest time, he's never been wrong about stuff.
Sure.
So I believe that he is now eroding as a savior of that school.
Okay. He apologized afterwards.
Yeah, but he probably shouldn't have been wrong in the first place. He should have been listening.
What?
paying attention to the student section, because now those students are sitting there and they're like, wow, why does he not care about what we do? He doesn't want us to do that.
And I wonder if Capel was like, why doesn't he want me to sit with him?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I mean, because you're coaching the game. I don't, okay.
This is just like Nick Saban all over again.
What? When he stepped over the player who might have passed out on the weight room floor and then later on was like, oh yeah, was that kid okay? Or
no, this is when Nick Saban has his moments of yelling at his student sections for not being good enough.
Oh man, one of my favorite things in all of college football is Nick Saban's disdain for the student section in Alabama. Like, they'll play Eastern Central Florida and win 87-0, and some people will leave in the beginning of the fourth quarter, and he's like, I don't get it. Those kids are giving their heart and soul out there, and we can't have some kids stay for 3 hours. Oh, it's not good enough that they're representing our school. They love Alabama.
Three hours is a short call.
They're giving everything they got to you, and these poor kids just need some damn support in the stands. It's like a variation of that speech every time. You're like, let it go, coach. There were still 50,000 people there, and you were winning by 100 points against a nobody school. It's going to be fine.
And if you want them to stay, let them bring alcohol into the stadium. Or sell it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably bringing it in is probably not the best idea.
Yeah, you don't want those underage kids bringing alcohol in.
I'm not a politician or whatever. You got to be.
The other moment that happened last night.
Coach K is fine, for the record, okay?
That really might affect Kevin's life.
What's wrong with
Coach K? And I know Shippy got Disney Plus just for this.
Yep.
The Mighty Ducks TV show, Kevin, that is going to feature Emilio Estevez.
I think it's fascinating that Shippy told us about this, and then he said he got Disney Plus as if the show debuts today. Like, well, it's going to take a while for them to make this, right? Like, they haven't even started filming this, have they?
No, they haven't. And actually, I wouldn't have got it so quickly, except my guy on Twitter, Wiley Jones, was nice enough to just kind of get me the free hookup on it.
Nice!
Oh!
Yeah,
I got a month service for free, and then it was just like, I'm just going to go ahead and have this thing. I enjoy it a lot. Johnny Tsunami is something, a movie that Shippy's totally after. It's on there.
I'm going to watch that tonight, probably.
There's plenty of content, but I think for people our age, and Shippy, you're younger too, so there is another generation that loves the Mighty Ducks movies.
Yes.
And it's is it the best series of hockey movies? Probably. Slapshot
2 is awful, though. Just awful.
See, that was a little bit before my time, but the movie Goon, have you guys seen that on Netflix?
Yes, and the second Goon is actually not too bad.
Those are pretty good movies, but still Mighty Ducks for the nostalgia, and oh man, I'm so excited.
The only issue I've ever had with the Mighty Ducks franchise, and I'm super pumped Emilio Estevez is going to be back there, is the progression of the goals in the series. They clearly overshot, all right? Yeah. So in the first one, their goal is to win the state championship. In the second one, they skipped national championship and went straight to world championship.
Yeah, because they're so good.
So then in the third one, the goal is to make their prep hockey team. So, like, clearly it should have been national championship, then world championship, but I don't think they thought they were going to make a third one. They were trying to tie in with the Olympics and stuff, and they're like, all right, we're going to go for the world championship. And then in the third one, they have to go to this snooty private school, and they're the JV. Oh, no! It's absurd.
Kevin.
Well, maybe they could have worked on that a little better.
Do you remember Goldberg?
Yeah. I do.
He's not doing well.
The actor best known for his role as goalie Greg Goldberg in the 1992 film The Mighty Ducks was arrested once again over the weekend.
Son of a
Again?
With residential burglary and being under the influence of a controlled substance. He broke into a woman's garage and broke into her car by shattering a window.
Okay, well, now we can't bring him back. We can't.
Officers found Weiss in the car when they arrived.
We can't bring him back as an assistant now. We can't bring him back as an assistant for the new show now.
No, they'll have to bring Charlie Conway back. All right, Kevin, but none of those stories could have been as impactful as what happened to you last night. Please explain why you did not invite me and why I will not be at the wedding.
Wait, what?
There's a wedding?
You're going to get married, Kevin.
I'm getting married?
You got engaged last night.
When's the bachelor party?
Ooh. That is a good question. Yes, indeed. I did get engaged last night, which led to some really fun interactions from our good, fantabulous former coworker and current coworker. Is Colby texted me last night. You did what? Did you get hacked with Photoshop pictures on your Facebook? and I said, haha, nope. And his response was, all things I know are a lie now.
Yeah, I thought you would never, never, ever get married.
Yeah.
And yeah, I thought we made a promise.
To a woman. I really thought, never Hold thought on. That day would come.
And then just for the record, Parker sent me
Who?
A text. Yeah, he's like moved to a different state. He gets high all the time now. He said,
I like
I know
that street.
I didn't invite you guys to my wedding, but I hope you don't hold that against me. And I said, I'm going to make you buy the most expensive plane ticket possible to come back here. I know. He said he would, but, okay. You know, I got what you're saying. It was, yeah, and I'm sure that there are some people at some point, like, I wonder if some of the exes are going to reach out and be like, I thought you were never going to get married. Like, what are you supposed to say in that situation?
You're not to you.
From an ex?
Okay. Just right to the point. From the 469, somebody said, who's the lucky guy? No, I'm going to get married to a woman. I don't know if I want to say her name on air.
You know, we Jessica, support you no right? matter what.
Jessica?
Is it Jessica?
Yes.
What's her last name?
I am.
Haglund.
No. Right. I mean.
Soon.
Is she going to take your last name?
Yes.
Are you going to take hers?
No.
Why not?
I don't want you to know what
it
is.
Sexist.
I don't want all these people to barrage her with friend. I warned her about that when she was like, is it okay if I tag you in a post on Facebook? I said, yeah, just be prepared. Like, some people might reach out to you. And she's like, what kind of people? I was like, we have a really engaged fan base. Yeah. And they want to, like, be a part of everybody's life. And they're super awesome. I was like, just be prepared. And she's like, so, like, people I don't know will reach out to me? I said, it might happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, mm-hmm. Jessica and I got engaged. And I brought all of her friends out there. We had a surprise proposal party with an ice cream truck, which was really well thought out since it was like 35 degrees and raining. So,
wait, do you want to tell everybody why the ice cream truck was of significance?
Yes. So the very first date that we had it at this park, and an ice cream truck was driving by, and I looked at her and I was like, should we make a run for it? She's like, let's do it. So we chased after the ice cream truck, which was going really fast and decided not to stop. Or maybe we're both really slow. I don't know. One of those two things. And it decided not to stop for us. So I took her back out to the park where we had our very first date, which obviously did give away. And I proposed to her. And then when we were walking up over the little hill, I was like, hey, I just wanted to make sure that this time the ice cream truck would stop for us. And she looked at the ice cream truck and she goes, that's for us? And then she saw her friends. She goes, those are my people. Did you do this? And I thought, how weird would it be if I did not? It was just like Field of Dreams style. If you build it, they will come. And they all just decided to descend on this park for some reason. And I was like, yes. And so then there was hugs. There was balloons. There was champagne. There was ice cream. By the way, shout out to Mr. Sugar Rush. They were super, super awesome for us last night. If you need, for some reason, if you need to rent an ice cream truck or something,
I do.
That can be done. And Mr. Sugar Rush hooked us up. And then we went out for tacos because it's fine. It's not Plugola. And then when we decided to all go out to get tacos because, again, it was like 35 degrees
what
and still
tacos?
Raining. Stop it.
Yeah, what kind?
I'm not going to let you corrupt this moment.
Hey, Kevin, you remember that show, What You Talking About, Willis? What was that called?
Different Strokes?
Yeah, what was the dad's name again? Mr.
It was Mr. Drummond.
You know everything, dude. You're so cool.
I hate you so much right now because you pretend like that's really what you wanted to know, and I know exactly what you're doing right now.
What are you doing?
Jess, if you're listening, I want to apologize for whatever is about to happen.
Go congratulate her on Facebook.
Please, Tolos, be super friendly. If you're going to be barrage her with friend requests or whatever, just really be friendly. She's the nicest person you will ever meet. You can agree with that, right? Jess is the nicest person in the world.
Adrian's the nicest person in the world, but Jess is fantastic.
I think all women are the nicest people in the world.
I think she is the perfect woman for you. I really do, man. I think she's a wonderful person. I really have enjoyed getting to know her.
Congrats, Hagee.
Thank you. Thank you.
I can't say that about most people. Very I don't really much. Typically enjoy getting to know people.
Okay. So. She's most excellent. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And thank you, by the way, Tolos. Thank you for all of your well wishes and congratulations. Presents. It was, damn it, why are people texting
Address
her name
them to
out?
Corey Majors at 4131 North Central Expressway.
Why are people texting in her name now? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jess. But thank you to the Tolos very much. Your outpouring of support. Like, you always talk about how we're an important part of your life. Y'all are a huge part of our lives as well. Thank you very much. Coming up next, does Jerry Jones finally need to give Jimmy that call? Talk about it right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.